Let me talk just a minute about what we expect here in the Senate this week and then open it up to questions. It looks as though we have agreement to go ahead with some legislation that we can get bipartisan support for this week. There are really two different things. One is a provision to repeal a 3% withholding requirement that exists now for government contractors, where we basically hold back 3% of the payment to government contractors until we ensure that they're paying an adequate portion of their taxes. That it looks like we have bipartisan agreement to repeal that, and that should relieve some financial burden off of some small businesses that do business with the government. That's the idea behind it. The second item, which I think we also have agreement on, is provide a tax credit for companies that hire unemployed veterans, and also to increase an existing tax credit that provides companies that's provided to companies that hire veterans with service-connected disabilities. Now, clearly, we've got a lot of veterans in the country who are unemployed. The percentage of unemployed among veterans is higher, significantly higher than it is in the general workforce, and we think it's appropriate to provide some additional incentive for employers to look for veterans when they have job openings and are considering hiring. So those are two items we hope we can get done this week. And then in addition to that, we will once again be working on appropriation bills that, of course, need to be enacted before we get much further down the road. The continuing resolution or the appropriation or funding bill that we're under now expires at the end of next week, the 18th of November. So we need to pass as much as we can before then. And there'll undoubtedly have to be another continuing resolution for those appropriations bills that have not been enacted and signed by the president. But we hope that some will have been enacted and signed by the president by that time. Okay, let me just start. Bill, are you there?
I am indeed. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning.
Would you give me your opinion of Senator Udall's amendment to give Congress control of political contributions, campaign advertising, and the like, the constitutional amendment?
Well, I support the general concept that he has there. It's similar to an amendment, a constitutional amendment, that Senator Hollings from South Carolina introduced during many Congresses and which I supported at that time as well. But since the Supreme Court has interpreted the Constitution as they have, preventing the Congress under the present interpretation from doing anything to restrict campaign contributions or the amount of money going into campaigns, I think it's appropriate that we try to get an amendment to the Constitution to give the Congress the ability to staunch the amount of that money, at least to some extent.
With the makeup of the Congress as it is, do you think it has a snowball's chance?
No, I really don't at this point, but that doesn't mean it's not worth introducing and getting it out there for folks to look at and consider. And it's possible that after another election or two, there would be enough change in the Congress that there would be a prospect of enacting it. I think in this Congress, it's not a realistic prospect that it would be enacted, at least in my view.
Okay, thanks.
Uh-huh. Let's see. Amanda, are you there at KRWG?
Yes, I am.
Did you have a question?
Hello. Yes. Can you tell us a little about the Southern New Mexico Economic Development Act, and what increasing the 25-mile zone to 75 miles on Southern New Mexico would mean for cities like Las Cruces, Dunmaine, and Lordsburg?
Yeah, this is legislation that would try to put in place in southern New Mexico the same basic rule that applies in southern Arizona, and that is it would say that for people who have been cleared, people coming across the border from Mexico who've been given permission to come and go across that border because, through a prior clearance procedure, that they would be able to go as far as 75 miles into the state without getting additional clearances. Now, that exists in Arizona today. In New Mexico, the limit is 25 miles, and I haven't been able to understand a reasonable justification for that difference. Clearly, there would have to continue to be screening to be sure that anyone who has this special permission to go back and forth across the border deserves it. But once they have that permission, I don't think it's appropriate to stop them at a 25-mile point and require some additional proof at that point.
Is 75 the limit, or will another extension be considered in the future?
Well, there's been no no suggestion that I've heard for doing more than 75 miles. 75 miles would allow people, for example, to come who cross the border to come as far as Las Cruces or even Alamogordo and certainly Deming and Lordsburg. Those are the communities that I think would benefit from this in our state.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh. Jay, are you there?
Yes, sir. No, I'm clear for today. Thank you very much, sir.
Okay. Bill, did you have anything else?
Well, I do. This pipeline from Canada down to Texas and Oklahoma, it seems to be a big potential problem for an aquifer that goes from way up north down to West Texas, even into New Mexico, the Ogallala Aquifer, one of the world's largest. Are you concerned at all about this pipeline?
Well, I think we need to look at it very carefully, but we have a lot of pipelines carrying oil and natural gas in all parts of the country today. And I do think it's possible to design them in such a way that spills are minimized, and to the extent there are spills, that they're modest in the amount that is spilled. The Ogallala Aquifer, of course, runs through a good share of the central portion of our country, and I think we need to scrutinize this to be sure that there would be no danger of that being polluted. But I think there are engineers who make the case that can be engineered around.
Well, Exxon had a leak in its pipeline in the Yellowstone River in Montana. It was only 1,000 barrels, only 1,000 barrels. This has the potential to leak much more should anything happen. Do you agree?
Well, it could. There's no question. And again, it would depend on how it was designed and precisely where it was put. And those are factors that the folks designing the location and route and the pipeline itself would have to take into account.
If the folks in Nebraska vote against it, there is legislation being drafted now. What would be your view? Should Congress follow that action, pay any attention to it, or ignore it?
Well, I think Congress should pay attention to it, but I don't think it's a good national policy for us to just defer to each state and give states a veto over pipelines going through their part of the country. I think clearly we have a national economy, and if there is a need to construct pipelines from one part of our country to another, you can't have every state along the way in the position of being able to exercise a veto over that. So I think the decision needs to be made at the national level, as the president's indicated he expects to make it. But clearly we should take into account what folks in Nebraska say.
Okay, thanks. That's it for me.
Okay. Amy, do you have something else?
It's Amanda.
Amanda.
It's okay. Happens a lot. On the Southern New Mexico Economic Development Act again, I was wondering, are there any negative effects you're worried about?
Frankly, I don't know what negative effects there would be from this. As I say, the system for screening people who are given this permission to come across our border and go 25 miles into the United States and then go back and forth into Mexico, that screening is conducted well today, as far as I know, and that would continue in the future. So I'm not aware of negative impacts this would have.
Have there been any problems in Arizona?
I'm not aware of any problems that have been a result of the fact that theirs is 75 miles rather than 25 miles, which is the change that I would be trying to bring about.
Okay, thank you. I'm good.
Okay. Well, thank you all. Bill, did you have anything else?
No, I'm all done. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you all for talking with me.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.